Well, folks, a big August primary coming up across the state of Missouri. We've been covering a lot of the senatorial races, of course, Medicaid expansion. We've got gubernatorial primaries as well. One of the races I'm taking a close look at is in the 27th Senatorial District. That is in southeast Missouri. There's a big Republican primary there. Representative Kathy Swan is facing off against Representative Holly Rader. They both came in the class of 2012. The winner of that primary will face Democrat Donnie Owens in November. Joining me to talk about her race is Representative Kathy Swan, again from Cape Girardeau. Representative, great to have you with us. We appreciate your time. Tell us why you're running.
Well, why I'm running is to continue the successful work that I've been able to get accomplished for the first 8 years, spending a lot of time on workforce, education workforce, actually. You can't have one without the other. And trying to help people be more prepared to have a more family-supporting job. It also helps communities. It helps our state. In fact, education is the largest economic driver that we have to support the state itself. So education, workforce, I also have responded to several different needs from the community itself. There was a bill that I passed actually in one session, and it was to keep registered sex offenders out of Discovery Playhouse down here. So the bill in the statute language now says children's museums, because that was a location that was not covered. So continue to work with all the relationships that I have and the ability to get people together to get things done. Have been successful in passing over 30 different pieces of legislation regarding not only education and workforce, but parenting and these issues that we've had also here in Cape Girardeau as well. So continue to work. Plus, we need to also ensure that we address situations like Kim Gardner in St. Louis and the McCloskeys, where individuals are losing the rights to their Second Amendment and trying to take their guns away from them, as well as looking at some other business issues. We have experienced several regulatory waivers that have taken effect and will through December, and it's a really good opportunity to continue to look at what red tape we can cut on our businesses so that they can thrive, as we know our small businesses are the heartbeat of our communities and our economy as well. So still work to be done, on health care and other issues that we have before us. You know, maintain a thumb on taxes and keep the balanced budget that we're required to keep. Experience on the budget committee that I've had for these 8 years is invaluable going into the Senate, and that's where some of the major decisions are made, since particularly the budget's the only thing that we're constitutionally required to accomplish each year.
Representative Kathy Swan, again, is our guest. She's a Republican state representative from Cape Girardeau running in a GOP primary for the Senate. Representative, if you are elected to the Senate, of course, whoever wins would face the Democratic candidate in November. But if you are elected to this district, which is, as you know, traditionally very Republican, what would your priorities be? I assume a lot of what you've just talked about.
Yes, and also the pro-life issue. I've sponsored and co-sponsored 7 bills, passed 2 of them regarding pro-life issues. The only candidate in this race endorsed by Missouri Right to Life. And additionally, there again, keep a thumb on taxes, cut some red tape for our businesses, protect our law enforcement, support our law enforcement, and do whatever citizens of this senatorial district need to have done so that they can have more successful businesses and lives and be able to provide for the families.
Final question for you. Your opponent in this primary is State Representative Holly Rader. She is from Scott City. The two of you came in together in the class of 2012. Any thoughts on your opponent in the primary, Representative?
Well, I have history as a small business owner and a nurse. She has a long history of at least 17 years being a governmental lobbyist. Also, she has skipped 801 votes. She skipped 29 pro-life votes, voted 5 times no, and took money from the human cloning industry. Also, she skipped the final vote on the Castle Doctrine, constitutional carry, and stand your ground. I voted for it, but she did not. She chose to skip that final vote as well. So we're elected to a position, we're paid for a position. In order to properly support and properly represent our people, we need to be there and we need to exercise our right to vote.
Representative, anything you'd like to add?
Brian, I think that might be it.